I remember the day that the seeds for my quest were sown. It was Sunday, 29th of June, 2008. I know because I still have the ticket for the gig at home, preserved in a wooden box where my most precious artifacts are stored. Its faded brown letters read, Pentangle, Sweet Child 40th Anniversary Concert, Row FF, Seat 18. Pentangle were a folk band who rose to fame in the late 60s, known for fusing Britain's age-old traditional songs with blues, medieval music, and syncopated jazz rhythms. My dad had bought me the ticket as a kind of bonding experience. Things had been difficult at home, and music was a balm for us both. I must have stood out in the crowd at the Royal Festival Hall, with my big hoop earrings and slick back hair among the bearded men in sandals and socks. I doubt that there were many other mixed-race 15-year-olds in attendance that night. In fact, most of my peers wouldn't have been seen dead at such an event. At school, we used to listen to grime MCs and R&B songstresses like Ashanti and Beyoncé, not psychedelic folk music. I certainly didn't tell any of my friends about the gig, and I'm sure I dragged my feet on the way in. But when I stepped out of the concert hall later that auspicious summer's night, everything was different. The old folk songs I heard that evening were ancient and strange, haunting and yet comforting somehow. They permeated my innermost cells and set alight a longing in me that felt as old as time. The scene is still crystal clear in my mind's eye. Jackie McShee looks elegant in a white caftan, her long, straight Guinevere-ian tresses now cut in a curly blonde bob. Her four bandmates also look a lot less flower power than they did. They have ditched the corduroy flares and suede waistcoats and replaced them with smart shirts, jeans, and wireframe spectacles. Bert Jansch picks up his guitar and begins to play a twinkling melody that floats suspended in the air. Soon after, John Renbourn joins him, and their intricate guitar parts dance and interweave like the lace cuffs of an Arthurian damsel. Drummer Terry Cox layers on with shimmering brushwork, while Danny Thompson builds a modal jazz groove with thrums of his double bass strings. And as her bandmates reach their enchanted crescendo, in drifts Jackie McShee's otherworldly falsetto, straight from the land of fairy, the fifth and final element in Pentangle's mystic brew. Their setlist journeys through history and myth, across time and space. They start with Hunting Song, a tale of princely knights and white hearts, once described by Jansch as a 13th century rock and roll song, when it's actually a faux medieval number penned by the band, inspired by the legendary sorceress Morgan Le Fay. Then there's a haunting 18th century lament about a false-hearted lover called Once I Had a Sweetheart, followed by a folky version of No More My Lord, an African-American work song originally recorded in a Mississippi prison in the 1940s. Together, the band, whose name refers to the occult five-pointed star used by King Solomon, conjure a dream world, where medieval maidens cavort in stone circles and lovers long for sailors far away on the raging seas, where ruined towers stand adrift in the mist under cosmic suns, and British folk melodies mingle with sitars and West African polyrhythms, evoking evergreen memories of love and loss. The song that really stuck with me from that night was The Cuckoo, a mournful ballad about the migratory bird whose song signals the coming of summer. I downloaded it as soon as I got home and listened to it again and again on my MP3 player. I communed with the song in private, fearful of what my school friends might think, and was transported back in time, not just to 1969 when it was recorded, but even further, to a different kind of Britain that felt familiar and yet just out of reach. A Britain I felt I could belong to.